Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. Honored guests, members of St. Bede's, dear children, people of God, once again, good morning. Today is a unique day at St. Bede's, a day in which we honor new life in the church with a baptism, as well as the godly example of those who have died and gone before us as we remember All Saints' Day. We recognize how both life and death, both of us and of Christ, then are intertwined and then celebrated in Holy Communion. By the grace of God and the work of His Son, we have new life in Christ. Only by first experiencing death to the old self. One day, as we pass from this world by physical death, those in Christ then more fully experience life in Him. So whether it is the first day, as it is for Cain, in the covenant community of the church, or the last in this world for those already whose example we remember, of calling on Christ, it is by faith in Christ and His work that we have assurance. And this, our assurance in God's work, is why we can celebrate such moments in the church, such as a baptism, or we can grieve in other moments in the church, such as the death of a loved one, a loved brother or sister in Christ. In both moments, the first or the last, God draws people to Himself by the work and merit of His Son, Jesus Christ. We simply have an empty hand to receive Him. In the first moment, an empty hand, not holding a promissory note to God of all that we will do, but an expectation of all that He has done and will continue to do. In the last moment, an empty hand, not holding a ledger of all the work that we have done to earn favor, but a hand that then clings to the pierced hand of our Savior. So this unique day, which celebrates the baptism of Cain Michael Hughes, also provides him the example of all the saints who have gone before him, all those who served as a godly example and still hold the promise of a new creation, as Hebrews says, that even Abraham has yet to see in all its glory. With his death and resurrection achieved, Christ has ushered in an age to come. And he first commands us, go and make disciples. And then he prescribes baptism and teaching as the means to do so. In another reading for a baptism service, Jesus told Nicodemus, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." Today we heard in the Gospel of Mark that whoever does not receive the kingdom as a little child will by no means enter into the kingdom. So if the kingdom is entered by those who have the demeanor of children, and also no one can see the kingdom unless they are born again, it challenges us to consider who exactly is doing the work in this holy sacrament. It is God. It is His work alone that those who are baptized received. It is a gift of grace. And for children, much like a Christian's recognition of the cross, God can demonstrate incredible strength through apparent human frailty or weakness. God can also provide assurance in Him through our own weakness, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. This hope, not in ourselves, but in the object of our faith, Jesus Christ, then carries us through even the weakness or tribulation that sometimes can lead to death in this life. Hope is sometimes dismissed as something that is possible only by denying hard facts. But with God as the source, as well as the object of our hope, He cannot be denied. And we can have full assurance. So knowing this, we cannot begin too soon to endeavor to bring children to Christ and to begin to understand assurance in Him. And God turns this incredible responsibility to teach a child in the way that they should go primarily to parents and godparents, with support and linked intimately with the local church. In a few moments, Cain will receive this baptism and be welcomed into the kingdom of God with a family of believers alongside who have also been brought into new life in Christ. We will gather at the back of the church to symbolize the new life in Christ is not experienced alone, but welcomes you into a shared experience of the church. Being immersed in water is symbolic of the death and burial of Christ, with Christ. When you are saved, you died with Christ. That is, you died spiritually speaking to sin and to your old way of life. Dying to sin means that your relationship with sin is ended. Its power over you is broken. And Cain, you are no longer its slave. Being raised up from the water is symbolic of the resurrection with Christ. When you are saved, you are made alive with Christ. That is, you become alive, spiritually speaking, to God. And becoming alive to God means that you have begun a relationship with you. God has regenerated you and you have been born again. To Cain's mother, Jennifer, and godmother, Linda, the increase of faith in Christ by Cain will continue to require time, love, prayer, and the grace of God. We as Christians now do all from, through, and in response to God's grace, the outreaching of God's love and mercy to give the ability and desire to do His will by the new heart of flesh within us with the law of God written upon it. We all now, Cain's new family of brothers and sisters in Christ, will soon pray that you yourselves, Jennifer and Linda, will live in the light and of and share the good news of the gospel to him, to lead him the rest of his life according to this new beginning that he will receive today. And we will encourage you not just to be involved, but committed. The commitment you, as parent and godparent, make is to Cain's discipleship, with our love and our unyielding support and presence in the church. The light of the baptismal candle will be taken from the paschal candle, which reminds us that the light of the world is the same paschal lamb who died to give us new life. And we as Christians are called to reflect that life in this world. And the candle is given to godparents to remind them of the same responsibility to reflect, to demonstrate, and teach the same specifically to Cain. Christ commands us all to go and make disciples, following the teaching and commandments He has given us. And if we are committed, and if we do make disciples, you will always get the church. But if you solely desire just to make a church, to have a club, you may rarely get disciples. It is God's work and His alone to add members and life to the church. So I encourage you all who witness this day and Cain's baptism in your lives and in your support for Cain to be like the Bereans, who in Acts 17 we learn of their eagerness to receive the message and test everything, every day, against Holy Scripture. Doing so, your faith will be increased and you will let people see the difference that a living Christ makes in your life, in a family, and in a church. So now may we reflect the expression of the words of the Apostle Paul from our epistle to you, Cain. That always in every prayer of our making request for you with all joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from this the first day, and evermore being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it to the end, to the day of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Lord, we beseech thee to keep thy household, the church, in continual godliness, that through thy protection it may be from all adversities and devoutly given to serve thee in good works, to the glory of thy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.